Talk Live. We are launching an hour number three of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's talk about what happened this morning.
Yes.
Here in wonderful Keene, New Hampshire, our beautiful little city in the southwest corner of the state, which happens to be populated, in the world of the Free State Project at least, by people that are kind of fed up with the political system. That's just sort of the attraction of the Keene area.
Yeah, Cheshire County is lousy with anarchists.
Is lousy with anarchists?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, lousy means there's a lot of them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like lice?
Huh. Mm-hmm. I thought lousy meant bad.
No, it's lousy with anarchists.
Interesting. Well, anarchist is a word I don't like. I would not label myself as an anarchist. I prefer free marketeer.
Yeah, what about them?
Voluntarist. I think that even some of them have shied away from that particular term because it just has bomb-throwing connotations, and that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is some nonviolent non-cooperation in the, you know, in the remembrance of Gandhi and Martin Luther King, people that have gone before and done similar things in order to advance freedom from oppression. And so what we've had in the past is people have just basically you go about living your life as you want, live life as a free man. And then when you cross paths with the government people that decide they don't want you to be free, you don't allow them to push you around. You don't bow down to their rules. And we've seen one example of this last year where a guy named David Manning, young guy who's not even a Free State Project member, he's just a New Hampshire native that was inspired by some of the Free State Project members, he pulled a U-turn at a no-U-turn area, right? I mean, they put these no-U-turn signs up in all kinds of asinine places.
Yes, they do.
And it was like 2 in the morning. He pulls this U-turn.
Nobody there.
A cop saw him, pulls him over, and when he went to court for this, we were sitting in there. You weren't there that time, but I was sitting. I was there in court recording it with a video camera. And he basically told the judge, in front of everybody else, he told the judge, "I don't believe in extortion." That was essentially his defense.
Right.
And I pulled the U-turn, and I don't believe in extortion. I'm not paying you.
I don't deal with terrorists.
I don't know if he said that, but well,
it's essentially the same concept.
Yeah, that was the suggestion. And, of course, by the way, he was called first. I'd like to point that out. In a room full of people that were waiting for whatever misdemeanor charges they were looking at. Yes, this is a guy last year. He was called first. So they had us in. They got him out the door. The judge said to him after he said, I don't deal with extortion. Don't stand up for extortion. I won't pay. The judge said, okay, we'll handle this in the usual manner. You may go. And he walked out that door and never heard from the government people again. Now, I don't know if his license has been suspended, if there's a warrant out for his arrest or anything, but it's been almost a year since that happened, and no action on the part of the government.
Hmm.
It's as though they dropped the matter. So, fast forward to this morning, where a different David, this one David Krause, was driving without a current registration. He had moved up here from Ohio as part of the Free State Project, and his plates or tag or whatever expired and license expired
some time ago, and he decided not to.
Yeah, in September of last year. And he just decided, screw this. I'm not going to pay these goons anymore.
Right.
And so he's a safe driver. He wasn't unsafe. They pulled him over. Now, the reason they pulled him over was for a safety violation, which was he had one of his lights out.
Right. And now, this is one of the ones that I just think is awesome. You know, it's just obvious that the bureaucrats are out to get you because so many cars have several brake lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not one light that lights up on either side.
He has three.
There are three lights on either side of his car that light up.
Mm-hmm. One was out.
One of the six lights on the rear of his vehicle, not including the top light
mm-hmm.
up there. I don't even know if his vehicle happens to have one of the, you know, that top light that sits in the rear,
yeah.
in the back window. But one of the six lights was out. Now, is this a safety problem at all?
No, it's an excuse to pull someone over.
Right. It's absolutely an excuse to pull someone over. Now, if an officer pulls somebody over and tells them, look, one of your brake lights is out, can't give you anything for it. Blah, 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 blah. That's fine.
I appreciate that. That's fine.
But then this going on a little bit further and running licenses and all this other, you know, tags and all that other stuff, that's an excuse to run somebody's tag. I'm sorry.
Yep. And so he found, you know, the state trooper in this case found out that David did not have a current registration. And at that time, he gave him a summons. So he didn't arrest him. He didn't confiscate the car. He gave him a summons and let him go on his way. And so today was the day that his trial was scheduled for.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all there. In fact, we had about 11 people this morning show up. And which is just an amazing turnout. It's just an amazing turnout.
Yeah, that's a big turnout for your ticket.
I couldn't get 11 people to show up for the Libertarian Party meeting of Sarasota, Florida, back when I used to live down there. So the idea that 11 Free Staters just turned out for this is just incredible. There's just so much support here. There's support here like you've never experienced in the past. But I also like to point out here that, again, we were called first in a room where there were guys in handcuffs waiting for trial. Our guy was called first. Russell Canning, prior to this, another activist up here, his case was called first when we were in there. It seems like when we go to support our friends, they call our cases first, which I don't know why they do that. I'm not sure why they're doing that. I understand they want you out of there, but at the same time, they're also exposing everyone to what you have to say. So either way, they call the case first. And David goes up there, and he had these questions that he wanted to ask, like a la Mark Stevens, Adventures in Legaland style questions. And I think he dropped the ball in that he didn't ask them right off the bat.
I don't think he dropped the ball. The fact is, I was confused. You know, the judge was trying to, you know, explain everything so that David could know what to do. But when you don't know when you're supposed to do what. When David started talking, basically the judge said, no, this is time for testimony. You're not allowed to speak, you know, ask those sort of questions. Those procedural questions, they should have been asked earlier. What?
Well, that's just it. You have to ask your questions right off the bat. But either way, I thought that, you know, things weren't going too well because the judge looked like he'd already had his mind made up and then he was just kind of going through the motions. The state trooper got up and testified. And what was a weird thing he said about the road, Mark? Like he entered into evidence that the road was a public thoroughway
way
or something. Public way.
Yeah.
Let it be noticed by the court that this road.
He was you know, while on duty at September the 37th, 1922, at approximately 9 p.m., I noted the subject, and let it be noted for the record that Route 12 is a public way.
Harris, it was just weird.
Route 12 wouldn't be a public way? What the hell is a public way?
Why did he have to bring that up?
What significance is this public way you're referring to?
I don't know. If you've got an idea on that, 800-259-9231. By the way, none of us stood for the judge when he came in the room, which a year ago when we were there for the different David's trial, we did not stand for the judge, except this time we had about twice as many people than we did last time. And so after the testimony, then David goes up there and he tries to ask his questions. And as you said, the judge shot him down and said, you should have done that earlier. This is just testimony, blah, blah, blah. And so David got up there and he said, look, you know, I don't have registration. I am not going to pay the fine. I'm a civil disobedience. I'm a nonviolent.
Yeah, right. I am doing this as civil disobedience.
Right.
I am not the government's piggy bank that you can come, you know, extorting money from me whenever you feel like it. I don't think he used the term extorting, but you know,
that's the gist. We're paraphrasing.
You can't draw. He did use the term piggy bank, which I loved.
Mm.
You can't just draw money from me whenever you feel like it for your little stuff, and I'm not going to pay.
Exactly. And he just laid it out there, went back to his table, and I was thinking, man, this isn't looking good.
Right. Now, for another thing is, the police officer was the prosecutor in this.
I did notice that, yeah. The actual officer was testifying against David, and he was sitting in the prosecutor's chair.
Right.
As well. So there were all kinds of conflict of interest questions that David wanted to ask, but again, the judge kind of shushed him and quieted him, and was like, you should have asked those earlier. And it seemed like later on when we looked at it, we analyzed what happened, it seemed like the judge knew where David was going to go with his questions. And, like, he didn't want him at all to get those questions out in the courtroom.
I disagree with that assertion. I heard this before, and I disagree with it completely. This stuff that Mark Stevens does is so completely from Mars that there's no way anybody expects David to ask, to question the legitimacy of the court.
I don't know about that, man, because I think some of those people, maybe the judge isn't doing this, but I know some of those people in government are looking at the NHFree.com forums, and they're monitoring what goes on there. I'm certain of that because of what happened to Russell Canning today, another one of our activists. We'll tell you what happened to him here in moments. Also, finish up the story with what happened with David. He gave his testimony. The judge ruled, but what did he rule? Remember, this guy's not even driving with registration. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe. Something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs. Back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroegesacral under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegesacral at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegesacral now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacroegesacral.com. That's Sacroegesacral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. So again, that's freetalklive.com. Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? I know my mom, she's called me crazy, so I can relate. Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. All right, 800-259-9231, recounting for you what we experienced earlier today. And I have to say, Mark, I was really pleased to see you out at the court trial this morning.
I was just interested in seeing what was going on. I wanted to see what was going to happen. Because
sure.
Here David decided he wasn't going to play by the rules. He wasn't going to register his car. His motor vehicle wasn't going to be, you know, wasn't going to have a current registration on its license.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I wanted to see how that would go.
Now, there's nothing dangerous about not having your car registered with the state. And actually, David pointed this out when he was up there today in front of the judge.
Right.
He pointed
this
out,
this is not the same as not having a driver's license. Having a driver's license, one could claim that that qualifies you to operate a motor vehicle. However, putting a brand new sticker on a car does not...
That's revenue collection.
Right. It's just simply revenue collection.
Right. And he said he was not going to be the purse for the government to come and extract money from. Mm-hmm. He was involved in civil disobedience. This was his testimony today, that he was being civilly disobedient, was not going to pay any fines that was levied against him. And he fully admitted, hey, I don't have the car registered. I'm not going to register it. I'm not going to pay the fines.
You can't make me.
And he went back and he sat down, and the judge pronounced him guilty. And yeah. I was thinking, oh, no. But then the judge said, all right, what's that? And he said, well, what's the fine for this? $100?
$100.
All right, I'm going to sentence you to $83.33.
No, it was $85.10. But still, it's very strange. I don't know where he got this number from.
It's arbitrary.
I don't know that that's true. I think that it meant something to him, you know, in their little paperwork, that $85.10 costs $85.10.
Maybe, but then...
And then he suspended the $85.10.
Right, so...
Because David said, he had already made it clear.
Right,
I'm not paying you anything.
I'm not registering my car. I'm not paying the fine. So the judge says, okay, $85 fine, and I'm going to suspend it. And he made it very clear what that meant to David. He said, that means you don't have to pay it.
Right.
Unless you commit a misdemeanor or felony offense within 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if driving without registration is a misdemeanor or felony. From what I understand, it may be a misdemeanor. But it could also be a violation, which may mean that he can drive around with no registration without actually crossing that particular line. And even if he crosses the line, that they're just going to, you know, say, okay, now you have to pay this fine, which you said you wouldn't pay, so we're not sure what we're going to do about this.
Well, they're going to put him in jail at some point.
But he said he can go.
But at this point, yeah, like, amazingly enough to me, this guy didn't get sentenced to... a weekend in jail or something
Nothing.
Like that. Nothing.
Nothing. Suspended fine was what he got for driving without registration and telling these people, I'm not registering. I am a nonviolent civil disobedience activist. I'm not going to pay your fines. Again, the Free Staters, the Liberty Activists, have had another courtroom success out here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I thought it was an amazing day.
It was very strange. Now, there was a little something that happened for me in that courtroom that didn't really happen for everyone else. So I'm sitting in the row. I got shook down going in. They mm-hmm. found a knife on me. I'm working. It's an industrial cutting knife, you know, so they took that from me. And
you and the whole house crew came out, actually.
Yeah, and we did. And that was one of the reasons. I probably wouldn't have come if it hadn't been for my crew. You know, if they were out there working, I would have been out there working with them. But... I went and I sat in the row, and I sat next to my good friend, Jim Johnson, who's Lauren Canario's husband. And then another activist said, well, when the judge comes in, we're not going to stand up. And I'm like... my heart begins to beat. Because these are the sort of rules that are very important to me. Like I've sort of been raised to follow. These are the kind of things that are very difficult for me to shed. And I'm like, you're not going to stand up. You're not going to stand up. Is Jim going to stand up?
Nope.
Well, what about me? I need to stand up. I'm going to stand up. I don't care what the hell happens to these people. I'm standing up. And then, so, you know, it took me a little while. So, one of the things I did is I decided I would go use the bathroom. Maybe the judge will come in while I'm away at the bathroom. I don't have to make this decision. This will be great. So I went and used the bathroom. And there I'm just sort of deciding, you know, nobody stood up for me when I walked into that room.
Hmm.
They don't consider me to be important. They don't consider me. Here I am. I'm the guy funding this crap. I'm the taxpayer. No one stood up. All rise. Mark Edge is now entered the courtroom. Nobody did that.
Right.
So why should I rise for this guy in the dress?
Yeah.
You know, I just have no reason to do that. So I'm like, okay, that's my reason. If somebody asks me why I'm not standing up, well, nobody stood up for me. Why should I stand up for him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason. I didn't stand up for anyone else. Why am I standing up for this guy? Who is this guy? Is he better than I am? Is he superior?
He is wearing a robe.
Is he superior to me? Because in this country, no one's superior to anyone else. That's what the Declaration
is. Born equal.
Yeah. I was born equal and endowed by my Creator with certain inalienable rights. No, that guy's not better than me. I'm not standing up for him.
Which means...
If it was a woman, maybe it would be a different story. I often do stand for women coming into rooms, but I often don't stand for women coming into rooms, too. You know, it just depends on the scenario.
Well, and it must have been a lot easier. I mean, I understand, Mark, when I was... the first time I didn't stand for a judge was down in Connecticut a couple of years ago when we were down there for Lauren Canario's trial. And I had the same thing. You know, the heart beating in the chest. I was really kind of excited slash nervous about not standing. You know, obviously I was worried I was going to get charged with something for not doing it. But really what usually happens is the judge completely ignores you, pretends like you're not there, and everyone else in the courtroom either is shocked or comments in some, you know, negative fashion.
Right. And I was directly in front of, there's a row of cops back there.
Yeah.
Now, they confiscated my cutting knife, but there were eight people in that room with guns.
They took my press badge.
Armed cops in that room that any one of them could have gone mad and started shooting people, but they took my little knife.
Mm.
Ludicrous. But one of the cops behind us, nice. You know, because there was a whole...
When we didn't stand.
10 of us or something like that. That didn't stand. No, not standing.
The only problem, my only critique of today, because David did a fine job, all things considered. I mean, it's got to be nerve-wracking. My only critique was that our people need to sit in the front row anytime we're in the courtroom. Because if we're not standing, everyone needs to see that. If, you know, if you're in the back row and you don't stand, then all the people in front of you don't know you didn't stand. So sit as close to the front as possible. That way people notice you, and, you know, that thought goes through their mind like, what the hell is going on here? What are they doing? Maybe they'll ask a few questions. Sometimes that happens. After we're done with these things, people will come downstairs, and they'll ask questions. What are you guys doing out there? And, of course, that's what they don't want. They don't want you around. They want to move you in and get you out the door.
They sure do.
So these other people that are used to paying up, that are used to doing what the government wants them to do, don't question their situation. They don't question their masters. And so David got to walk out of there today with a suspended fine, and he's still driving around, no registration, expired tags, and everything. It's really amazing.
Right. It's like the judge said, oh, you people, get out of here.
That's what it is. And that's kind of what this is. I think that's the direction this is all going in. These instances of civil disobedience, you're going to see more and more of them. There's going to be another one coming up here next month where we're going to be gambling in public. These instances of civil disobedience put the government into a position it does not relish. We'll explain that and also tell you why Russell Canning was arrested today at the courthouse. This was the bad news of the day. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, you enjoy them on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up right there on the front page of the website. Easy download, free, you don't have to pay, you don't have to jump through hoops. Just click freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise, incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help you protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, FTL.
800-259-9231. Continuing the story here, and then as soon as we finish the story, I'll get right back into your calls. But it's so important. Really wanted to relay what happened this morning. We had a wonderful success in court, as we have had in the past, actually. So our successes apparently are building. They don't like it when we come in there and we don't stand for the judge, which you, for the very first time, also participated, or I guess did not participate. You did not stand for the judge today, Mark, and you got nervous and excited about it, but you did it. And it's easier when a lot of other people are there not standing for the judge as well. There were a number of people there this morning, Mark, that were also in the same camp as you. It was their first time not standing, and they were nervous. They were worried, oh, am I going to get arrested? I said, look, they didn't arrest us last time, and we had half as many people. They're not going to arrest us now. There are more people, there are more of us there than there are cops in the room. And nobody stood for the judge, and it's a wonderfully empowering experience when you can be part of that. And I myself, I didn't even, you know, it was no big deal for me. It was like my third time not standing for a judge. So the first time you get nervous. The second time it's like, well, it was kind of fun last time. And the third time, oh, whatever. There's another guy in a robe.
So it gets easier the more you practice at this, just like interacting with bureaucrats or police gets easier the more opportunities you have to interact with them. But we had an amazing success where one of our activists who's driving around with no current registration was charged with that and found guilty with a suspended fine, meaning he doesn't have to pay the fine as long as he's not arrested for a misdemeanor or a felony within the next 90 days. Now, maybe, I don't know if he's going to gamble or not in the next event that we're going to do, but we're going to put it to the test. We keep pushing the envelope here. And what I wanted to point out before we talk about why Russell Canning was arrested is how we're backing the government into a corner it does not want to be in. The question, of course, is what they claim about government in America and in some other countries like Canada, for instance, is what they claim about government true? Is it all about consent? Does government exist at the consent of the governed? That's what it says in the founding documents of the country. That's what it says in the Constitution of New Hampshire. I don't know about your state, but it may say something similar. That good government is founded in the consent of the governed. Now, of course, we know government is not good. We know that this government certainly is not good. But what we don't know is
it's better than most governments you see on the planet.
It's a preferable cancer, but that doesn't say much.
In some ways.
So what happens when you withdraw your consent? That's what we're testing here in New Hampshire, over here on the west side of the state in Keene, with our market-based activism, civil disobedience, non-cooperation, non-violent non-cooperation. We are putting it to the test. What happens when you tell these government people, no, I don't recognize your authority, I did not consent to this, and I'm not going to play by your rules? I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm not violent. You won't have to be concerned with me breaking into somebody's home or killing somebody or harming somebody. I'm completely nonviolent. I won't harm my neighbors. But I also don't consent to your rules. What happens then? Well, what we've seen so far, generally, now it's not always this way, but what we've seen so far is that when you stand up for your freedom and you tell them no, you put them in a position and you disobey, and you just live your life as a free person, you put them in the position of doing one of two things. They can either ignore you, or they can crack down. That's it. One of two positions. And neither one of those positions the government wants to be in. They don't want to ignore you, because then they could be seen ignoring you. Because in this day and age, we've got YouTube, we've got Free Talk Live, we've got all kinds of different ways to get the message out, to talk about what's happening that we wouldn't have had 100 years ago, or even 20 years ago. And so if they're seen ignoring you, if you're out there driving around without registration, and they're not throwing you in a jail cell for it, or if you're out there gambling.
Because what I saw today was registration of your vehicle in New Hampshire is optional. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, it looks like David Krause doesn't need to register his vehicle.
Well, they went through some motions to make it look like something happened. They did pronounce him guilty, but he didn't go to jail, right. And he doesn't have to pay a fine.
Guilty doesn't mean anything if there's no punishment.
So again,
pronounce me guilty.
Right.
Fine.
So the more they ignore you, the more we continue to push this envelope. If they continue to ignore us, the more crystal clear it will become that, yes, indeed, this is a government by consent. That you really can withdraw your consent and they're not going to do anything. But the other choice is to crack down, is to punish, is to say, we're throwing you in the clink, or, you are in trouble, little boy.
To the cooler with
you. And then, they crack down. They'll arrest you. They'll put you in a jail cell, which, of course, only increases their costs. And that's one of the things that David said, was his purpose was to make enforcement more expensive.
He actually told them that my intention is to make enforcement more expensive, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, that was cool, because if they had put him in a jail cell, he would have succeeded in his goal. If his goal was to increase the cost of enforcement and they put him in a jail cell to increase the cost of enforcement, David was successful. But they didn't crack down. They tried to, balance between cracking down and ignoring. They made it sound like they did something, but they didn't do anything. They effectively ignored him. So the more they ignore, the more their illusion of legitimacy will be destroyed. Or if they crack down, their illusion of legitimacy will also be destroyed in a much faster manner, by the way. If they crack down, it becomes quite crystal clear that you aren't dealing with a government by the consent of the governed, but a government by force, but a government by people threatening others. So it's all in their hands. How they respond to what we do, it's all up to them. But either path they choose, they are going to lose. Which is why I say, because it's now being backed up more and more by evidence, that market-based
freedom activity will be the solution to liberty in our lifetimes. The next test is coming up in less than a month.
Today went well, okay?
Sure did.
Now, but there have been instances where it hasn't gone as well.
Russell Canning would be an example.
We had a negative event
today.
He is definitely a negative event today, and I think we should talk about this.
Yeah,
but,
we will.
But, you know, Lauren Canario had a lot of trouble driving with a, you know, suspended license and, you know, no registration and that whole thing.
There's going to be a transition, Mark, between the point where they're going to figure out at some point who we are. And I think what we really need to do is give them a way to identify us, like a special license plate or something like that. Back off. Because they find out that when they arrest our people, we just become more trouble than we're worth because we don't play by their rules. We don't sign their paperwork. We don't jump through their hoops. So arresting us doesn't do much good. We don't obey them when they demand things of us. And bringing us into the courtroom just shows the rest of the sheep what the truth is all about. So eventually they're going to learn that it's probably better to just pretend we don't exist. Of course, that in the long term isn't going to work for them either because we have media that we can create for ourselves to cover the situations with. So what we're going to see next is in April, on the 19th, there's going to be an event here in Keene called Freedom Fest. And the purpose of the event is outreach. We're going to stand on the side of the road in downtown Keene on Main Street and reach out to people that are walking by and
lots of pedestrian traffic.
Right, talk to them about liberty, and there are going to be people that, out there like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense, a marijuana activism group. So different groups will be there with information, and that was the original purpose of the event. But we're adding in a component this time of gambling with money, which is of course against the law. And so the question is going to be that if we're promoting this in advance, they're going to know it.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not going to know it. We're going to have it talked about on television. It's going to be talked about on the radio. We're going to promote it a good month in advance. I'm about to announce it probably sometime within the next 24 hours officially. And so the question is, what will they do here? Will they even bother showing up to enforce their precious gambling laws? I mean, they did arrest the veterans. A couple of Vietnam veterans or whatever were gambling at the VFW here in New Hampshire recently. They got arrested. But then again, they weren't being civilly disobedient. They were just kind of gambling under the table. We're going to be out in the open on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire.
That's why I think you should send an announcement to the chief of police.
Maybe I will. I don't know. Well, we're just going to be very interesting to see what happens. Will they ignore us this time? Or will they crack down? We continue to push the envelope on freedom here. More on the way. What happened with Russell Canning and your calls? It's all coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race.
Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Remaining moments here, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, enjoy them on us. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You can buy all kinds of stuff. 41 categories to shop in. Used items, even. Whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We are in the courthouse today for a trial that we were talking about earlier. No need to recap that. If you missed it, go grab the archives. But one of the activists here in New Hampshire, Russell Canning, who we talked about a lot, he was on the show with you, actually, on, I think it was Friday night's edition of the show last week. And he's a great civil disobedience activist, hell of a nice guy, just the friendliest guy you'll ever meet, always has a smile on his face.
There's no way to dispute that.
And today he was arrested by
the humble man of integrity, too, I'd like to say, having spent a great deal of time working with him on the House.
Hmm.
You know, he's a Christian.
He lives by his beliefs.
Yeah, no he's doubt. A Christian, and you wouldn't, and I didn't know it for the first few days. So he's not one of these Christians that throws it in your face or anything like that. But I have never heard the man say a cuss word. He lives by his beliefs. Now he's noisy about his beliefs, but he's not ostentatious about himself. It's not about Russell, Russell, Russell. It's about freedom, freedom, freedom. And I have nothing but respect for the man.
He publishes his own newspaper, the New Hampshire Free Press, and he's an incredible activist and wonderful civil disobedience activist. Been arrested before a number of times for civil disobedience, but this time it wasn't civil disobedience. This time he was there supporting another activist at his trial. He was there with the rest of us, with 11 people that it turned out. And the state police just showed up and arrested him. Now, I think they knew he was going to be there.
The other explanation.
Right.
That.
They were watching the thread on nhfree.com where a lot of these activists gather and chat. In public, of course. All this stuff is planned publicly. And so they're watching the thread. They know Russell's going to be there. They arrested him on a charge. The allegation is non-payment of child support.
And, by the way, they could very easily do this website, the NHFree website. They could make it members only, and you wouldn't be able to read it. The bureaucrats would have to get in their own, they'd have to figure out some way to get a login or something like that. And they don't do that. They're proud of what they do.
Yes, exactly. And so they arrested him, and we happened to be there with cameras. One guy said that, hey, this is why you shouldn't come down to their court. And I said, I don't know about that. Because if Russell hadn't come out, if he just sort of huddled in his home and hid out or whatever, if they eventually found him and arrested him, there wouldn't be anyone around except for his wife, Kat. There wouldn't be anyone else around to see it happen. And in this case, because he was with us, there were two cameras rolling while he got arrested. So I've got footage of it. And by the way, it's one of the reasons the webcam's not working tonight. Because I've got that camera, get the footage off the tape, and so I've got some editing ahead of me. But Lauren Canario and I were both rolling tape on that as he got arrested by the stateies. Now he's sitting in jail. We're hoping they don't extradite him to California. Right now it's kind of up in the air as to what's going to happen. And I don't know a lot about the child support situation. I imagine it has something to do with an awful ex-wife.
Well, the best, I have talked to Russell, and I don't want to go revealing too much about his family situation simply because it's none of my business, and I don't know what he would want said and what he wouldn't. And like I said, he's a humble man. He wouldn't say a lot of these things. But I think I can safely say that there was some untruth spoken by his wife when the divorce went down, and now she seems to have a certain regret about it, but she's thrown into gear the machinations of
the state.
And
they are not forgiving.
Once you do, there's no stopping it. There's simply no stopping it.
So we'll continue to give you the latest on the Canning situation, Russell's case, what happens, because right now he's being held, and that's all we know.
Something about what I just said there is, Russell told me some stuff about what she had said, and not only do I have no reason to believe that Russell would lie, but I really don't believe Russell's lying. Like, I put money on the fact that he's not lying, that this went the way he said, just because having spent that kind of, the kind of time with him in the last few weeks that I have, I just totally don't believe he'd lie. And he would have had to lie to me, right then. I mean, that would have been a lie he was telling right then, not something that happened in the past or anything like that. So it's about something that happened in the past, but the lie occurred then, so he didn't have to cover up for it or anything. He could have said anything he wanted to me.
We'll keep you in the loop as things continue to develop. For now, we've got to go to your phone calls, and we will talk to Dave, listening in California on KCAA. Hello, Dave. Dave, in California?
It's amazing. Am I transmitting all the way back to New Jersey, New Hampshire right now?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you haven't heard anything. I was listening to your case. My case in the Inland Empire on KCAA is very well known. Let me first give you a YouTube site so you'll know I'm not lying. And it's Cerebral Videos on YouTube, okay?
Cerebral Videos.
Now listen to this. Cerebral Videos on YouTube. My mother has been mentally ill most of her life. I suffer from 30 years of agoraphobia. My fiance has schizophrenia and about 9 other diseases, diseases.
Thanksgiving must
We have a service dog that helps us cope.
Okay.
The service dog urinated on a neighbor's yard. The neighbor reported us to the authorities.
For what?
When I went before the judge to show him the videos of the mental illness that my family is afflicted with, the judge wouldn't look at the videos. He wouldn't let me speak. He ordered our home sold out from under us and given to the opposing attorney.
Holy crap. This
made me become a terrorist. I want to burn down the fucking...
Get away with that. Thanks for the call, but I can understand the emotion that's involved there. You have to remember you're on the radio and our station's...
just doesn't work, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, that sucks. But... that's what happens. The government ruins people's lives. They think the government is going to be there to help them, and then they're the ones that destroy everything that they've been able to create so far. And this is why people get pushed to the brink.
Yeah.
This is why people get violent. This is why people have walked in and have executed city council members. I'd like to point out that it won't do any good. Executing these people, burning the things to the ground, is not going to solve the problem. It's not. Non-cooperation, I think, is far more powerful. Because when you engage in violence against the government people, they just turn right back around and
they got a system for that.
And redirect it back onto you. But when you don't cooperate, when you withdraw your consent, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. And if it's not just you, if it's another group of people like we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire, people banding together to say no to the government, to just say no to government, they don't know what to to do because for the all the entire time they've been involved in the system,
and when there's somebody
been so obedient.
Somebody's there to support you. It makes all the difference in the world.
Sure does.
I'd like to invite that guy to sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org.
Not if he's going to be violent. I don't want to invite anybody violent.
Well, he's just a man at the brink, and
I understand that. But let me make it clear. We don't want violence.
No, we don't.
You will be ostracized if you are talking violence.
Understood. But, you know, he just needs somebody to listen and understand,
yeah.
You know? And he can very well start his life over here in New Hampshire and have people that, if the government does crack down on him for being nonviolent, that they'll be there.
Let's continue with the calls. Talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave Montana going once.
Dave, it's free talk. Hey, Montana, you could gamble as long as you get your gambling license.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do that either. We're just going to gamble.
Hey, the guy who's going to get you in trouble is Uncle Sam. He's going to get his friend the IRS after you because those are the dudes that really, they want their cut on everything.
I don't care what they want. Who are they?
They'll be the ones there.
Yeah, well, I'm not too concerned about that.
Yeah,
who are they? I mean, they're just people.
If you give them their money, they'll be all right.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that either. I don't negotiate with terrorists, Dave. Any other thoughts, dude?
No, hey, that's good to have you back. Not saying that Mark wasn't good, but...
Thank you.
It's good to be back. Thanks, Dave, for the call. 800-259-9231. To the Amp Line, short on time, William in Tennessee. Hello.
Hey, real quick. In Memphis this past weekend... police officer Chris Jones shot and killed one man and attempted to kill another man for trying to get his parking spot at a bar.
Wow. These cops take their drinking really seriously, huh?
We have some of the dirtiest cops that nobody talks about here in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, it is so bad that... somebody gets killed once a month.
By cops?
Just another isolated incident.
What's happening to this cop?
I don't know. It's under investigation, so nobody really knows everything that happens. I've taken my wife to this bar that it has happened at. They have some dartboards, a karaoke machine, and really just good people go there to have a good time.
Well, except for the cop, apparently.
that's
got to be really scary, William. I mean, that could have been you. You said you took your wife there. I mean, that could have been you in that parking space, and you'd have been dead at the hands of a cop. Thanks for the call, dude. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.